So hello everyone, welcome to this week's W3C CCG meeting. So today we're going to hold a discussion in regards to the CCG roadmap and why are people like joining CCGs and why should you join CCG, as well as talk about how do you kind of submit work items and what kind of work items we want to work on. So Will later will actually do a quick presentation in regards to these topics, and then moderate the discussions around the CCG roadmap. But before then, just want to quickly go through the agendas. So first of all, just want to make sure that we respect code of conducts and professional conduct. Just want to make sure that we hold respectful and constructive conversations. A quick note on the intellectual property. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all successive contributions to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. So make sure you have a W3C account, and if you have any questions in regards to getting a W3C account or the IP notes, just let any of the co-chairs know. These meetings are being automatically recorded and transcribed. We try to publish them within the next day or two. So you can use GT chat to raise questions. So you can type in Q plus to add yourself to the queue and Q minus to remove. You can type in Q question mark to see who's in the queue. I just want to take a quick moment in regards to introductions or reintroductions. So if you're new to the community or you haven't been active and want to re-engage, feel free to just unmute and introduce yourself. All right, later. But Will is moderating the discussions on CCG. Maybe he'll call out some people. So just get prepared. All right. Next, announcements and reminders. Any new announcements or reminders in regards to events or new publications? All right, a quick preview in regards to the upcoming meeting. So today we're talking about CCG roadmap, holding discussions around that. Next Tuesday, May 7th, we will have Manu to talk about parallel signatures and verifiable credentials. And then the week after that, we'll have the CEO of Glyph to talk about global legal entity identifier and their foundation, as well as their latest initiatives. And then the week after that, on May 21st, we will have the co-chair of OWF Credential Format Comparisons Group to talk about credential format comparisons. And then the week after that, we'll have Anil John to talk about the DHS, Department of Homeland Security's technical implementation requirements for decentralized identity. So that's the upcoming meetings. All right, last calls for announcements and reminders or introductions and reintroductions. All right, and then any updates on the existing work items, or maybe Will, you can talk about that later in the discussion.
Yeah, maybe I will. Okay, cool. I'll just share my screen.
Sounds good.
Kick off.
I cannot see your screen. Oh, good. I can see it now. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so this was going to be a talk about the CCG roadmap, but actually I'm not going to talk about anything that the CCG could or should be doing. So I think ultimately the work that we do is based on the work that us as community members decide we want to put forward and and do together, right? Like, there's quite a low bar. There is a bar, but it's quite low. I'll go over that in a minute, about how you get work into the CCG. But I want to focus more on, like, the processes of how we do work together, which I think there's a lot of good documentation. Also, I put revisiting our processes. Like, there's a lot of information out there. I just don't know how well disseminated it is amongst the community today. So I'm just going to go over that a little bit. Hopefully that will encourage people to think about the work they want to do in the CCG and maybe submitting work items and maybe contributing and participating more in the work that we do here. Okay, so first I just want to talk a little bit about, like, what the CCG is for, and I'm sure other people have other ideas around this. It's just a few things I put together. So, you know, first, we hold space for a community of people interested in credentials, right? We're the credentials community group, and we talk about credentials. That's what we're doing now and in these hours that we have every week. You know, we provide an overview for ongoing work and projects within the space. So I think we're really good at that, right? Like, we hold this space together. It's a friendly space. We invite people from across the different communities, groups, projects, organizations to come and talk to us about the work that they're doing. I think that's great. I think there's these last three, which, you know, maybe we could try and work on. And the first one is, like, activate members of the community from passive observers to active participants and contributors. Now, I mean, I can speak to this myself. I've participated in the CCG for a while, but have often been a passive observer. And I think it's quite bewildering at times, right? Like, the CCG does work, but it's not always obvious the entry points to that work and how you can, you know, turn yourself from a passive observer into an active contributor. So I think it's just something to think about how we might do that better. And this other one is open channels for collaboration and experimentation that bridges across organizations, communities, and technology stack boundaries. I think we do a bit of that by inviting groups to come talk to us here. But, you know, the space is broad and there's always new organizations popping up, new communities, right? And how do we fit into that jigsaw puzzle? And how do we bridge across the different communities, you know, and build a coherent path forward? Make sure that we're contributing to the whole rather than pulling away from it, I suppose. You know, and finally, we're here to move the work forward, right? Like, I think we all have some vision of what the future might be. And I think one of the reasons we participate in these spaces is to help move us a step closer or steps closer. Yeah, it's just a flag, right? I think, you know, we could be better at these. And it's not to say that we don't move the work forward. I think there are people and groups, particularly like the task forces, that are moving work forwards within the CCG. But I don't know if the CCG and particularly these meetings provide good visibility over the work that is taking place, provide good entry points to where newcomers can get involved in that work, and just, you know, kind of provide a heartbeat of what's going on. Yeah, I think we could do better at that. And then there's just a question. I mean, you can answer it if you want, but I think it's just something for us to think about, right? How might we improve the CCG as an incubation space for crazy, incomplete ideas and playful experiments? And that's to say, you know, the community groups within the W3C are spaces for incubation, proving out ideas. You know, and ideas are okay to fail. Like, this isn't a standard group, right? We're not on the track to nail down all the edge cases and make sure people can implement this thing. This is a space where you bring those ideas that you think might be worth exploring and might one day become standards, but haven't been tested and experimented with, right? This is where we come to play. And we should welcome people and their ideas and try not to shut them down. I guess that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, and then I just want to review, like, why might you do work under the CCG instead of on your own or, you know, in some other group? And I'm sure people, again, have other ideas. It's just a few to review. I think, you know, one of the strongest points is we're a diverse community, right? There's plenty of people who are experts with their own unique perspective on this credential space. You know, we're all working in this similar area, but with different views and different understandings of what's needed. And I think, you know, you bring your ideas here, you have a potential pool of collaborators who might contribute to the thing that you're working on and make it better. So I think we also have this clear IP policy, which comes from the W3C, which ensures transparent, open, vendor neutral forums. You can bring your ideas here and know that they won't be stolen or patented, or you know, the work will develop in an open manner that should hopefully benefit everybody. And I think similar, you know, we get this from the W3C, right? We're a global respected forum in this space, and it's a great place to disseminate and refine ideas, right? We can publish things as the CCG that might hold more weight than you publishing it on your own. And you might have more visibility. And then this last one, right, like work at the CCG puts it in a, on a pathway to standardization if you want. Like if that's something that you desire, like this, there is a strong track record of CCG work being picked up by the W3C and developed further into other, you know, proper W3C recommendations and global standards. And again, this is just a rhetorical question, really. I mean, if people want to chime in, you can do it now at the end. But I just, you know, like, why are you showing up? Why do we show up to these meetings every week? Why do we participate in the CCG? What do we hope to get out of it as individuals and organizations? Yeah, you know, just something to think of. And how do we make sure we're getting the most out of it if those things we want? Okay, so that was just a bit about, you know, like, what is the CCG for? Why CCG instead of something else? But now I want to talk about, like, what can we do at the CCG? What are the typical work? What is the typical work that we do here together? So at the CCG, we do these things called work items. You know, and work items are an effort that's adopted by the CCG for further development and refinement. And there are three different types, which I'll go over in a minute. So the community report, an ongoing community draft, and a task force. Probably the task force I don't know the most about, so maybe somebody else can chime in about that when I'm on that slide. And then also, if people haven't read this, there's a really great, like, this is the place where all this information is. This slide is based mostly on this webpage, and it documents how, you know, how to do work at the CCG. So it's worth looking at if you want to explore this more deeply. Okay, so the first item is a community report. This is a category of work item whose target deliverable is a collaborative document. So the goal of being published by the CCG. So this is something we're going to put the CCG's name behind and say, yes, we produced this thing. You know, it's finished. We're as a CCG, we're happy with it. And this might include like community specifications, which might potentially transition to W3 specifications. So like DIDS, I think the VC data model, all originated as community specifications within the W3C before transitioning to W3C working groups. And then there's other DIDS specifications like DIDKey. You know, there's a whole bunch of specifications that haven't yet transitioned and might never transition, but have at least been documented and specified to a degree that the CCG is happy to publish, right? And then there's community notes. And I think maybe someone could chime in here about the difference between a community note. I guess a community note isn't a specification. That's the key difference. But it might transition to a W3C working group note. If the VC use case document is a good example of this. And then there's this thing we call community commentary, which is basically the CCG wants to make a statement publicly about something. So that might be some public policy that's come out. You know, we want to use the voice of the CCG to try and influence the direction of this space. You know, for example, we might comment on the EU Digital Wallet Initiative. We might compare technologies, do a market landscape analysis. You know, these are things that is to say it doesn't have to be technical. The work that we do here, you know, we are a technical group primarily, but, you know, credentials are much broader than the technology themselves, right? They impact social, legal, all that stuff, right? Governance. And we want this to be a space where that work is welcome here too. Okay, so that's community reports. The key thing is this is a going to have a published deliverable. And I just want to make this point, Manu raised this, which is, you know, CCG work doesn't necessarily get standardized in the WCC. It doesn't have to. Most CCG work in the past has been, but for example, HTTP signatures started as the WCC work item and has transitioned to the IETF and is now standardized there. So, you know, CCG work is fodder for standardization, and that standardization doesn't necessarily have to happen at the WCC. Okay, the next work item is an ongoing community draft, and these are things that typically happen in a repository that might be maintained in perpetuity. You know, there's no intended final report and no target end date. These might include registries, so like informative long-lived lists, such as, you know, did methods, for example, or credential, verifiable credential extension points, or test suites, right? We're currently working on the VC test suite 2.0. These, the goal of these things is to test conformance to specifications. And then experimental implementations. So we, a work item in the CCG might be the task of implementing a community specification, creating a reference implementation of the community specification. And finally, schemas. And these are just examples, right? Like these are just examples of types of work items. They're not a definitive list. Like we are open to other suggestions and other ideas. Just to give you a flavor of what these different things are and how they're managed. And the final one is a task force, right? This is a category of work item that meets on a regular basis to address a specific topic. So I think this is right, right? It doesn't have a final report, right? The task force is a group of people focused on a specific topic, but I think the task forces may produce community reports and ongoing community drafts. So maybe they're not really a work item, they're something else, but the documentation says they're a work item, so I put it down there as that. The currently active task force, I think, are the VC Edu, VC Traceability, and VC API. And I wondered if someone is on the call who could just speak to not what the task force do, but more like how you run a task force and why you might set up a task force as opposed to just doing the work in the CCG itself. I can't see the thing, so if someone could...
I'll moderate it. Sure.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to mention the VC task force. So the verifiable credentials work actually came out of the CCG, and it had stabilized as a task force. And the main reason is because you want to meet every week, like to have a regular rhythm. And I don't know how long the VC task force worked, but that was how I first got involved. And the entire point was really to incubate to the point of having a charter that could be adopted. And so the community notes that were developed alongside that, like the VC use cases, were intended to eventually go to the working group. So that was how we have leveraged that in the past to good effect, assuming you like verifiable credentials.
Thanks, Joe. Ken, you're next.
So I started the VCEDU task force, and we did it because two things. So, you know, we could have started work items and, you know, gone, met within the CCG meetings, run it as a, you know, sort of like you asked for status on work items at the beginning kind of thing. But we had enough of our own sort of momentum conversations we had to have, and a set of work items. And it is also that we didn't know, we were still sort of designing what that would look like. So I'll put in the charter. I think the main thing, to do this, it's good to make sure up front you have a reasonable set of people that are really committed to participating in it. Manu called this charter the best charter he'd ever seen written. So I probably should have retired after writing that. But so like being very clear about what your intended deliverables are, which how you relate to other organizations so that you're not, sort of overlapping too much. So yeah, that group has been really successful in terms of, you know, sort of just figuring out which use cases they want to address, coming up with data formats that are appropriate for it. They've, even promoted some of the work into IMS, or now called One EdTech standards. So yeah, that was the context on VCEDU.
Yeah, I guess I'll talk about this a bit later, but I think there's a question I have.
By the way, Will, I think your sound is a little bit on the lighter side. We cannot really see.
I was going to say, I think one of the questions I have around task force is how do we make them relate to the CCG meetings in a whole? Like, it feels like to me, task force is something that happened over there, and there's not enough interconnection between the CCG, as in, like, the CCG is an entry point to potentially getting involved in task force. I don't know if that's well set up yet.
Kim?
Yeah, we had for a while a practice in the CCG of saying the task forces must report out status with some certain cadence. So I don't know if that's done much anymore, but it was a good practice on both sides. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a bit. I think that's a good idea for us to try and figure out to reintroduce. Okay, I'll move on unless anyone has anything else to say on task forces.
Actually, Ted, you're in the queue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just quickly. A task force is roughly like a subcommittee who get together outside of the main sessions to work on a work item, one or more work items. Whether or not the task force reports out its results to the main group sort of depends on the work item, whether that makes sense. It may be set out as a work item because nobody else is interested and only that subgroup cares. And so they don't need to report out necessarily unless there is a real milestone hit. If it's just ongoing discussions, then there's nothing to report out and that's fine. Yeah, hopefully that helps clarify things a little bit.
Cool. Thanks, Ted. Okay. Move on. What's next? Right. Yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the life cycle of a work item in the CCG. You know, they're the kind of work that we can do, but how do we take that work from an idea into a completed thing? And this is an image I got from this Google Doc. Like, I don't think this, so, I mean, this is also worth looking at. I think I want to try and put this image into our website, because I don't think it's there currently. But essentially, you know, we make a proposal, and I talk about how you create a proposal for a work item in a minute. And then proposals are adopted, assuming, you know, it's appropriate, like aligned with our mission, and there aren't any principled objections. All proposals will have at least a week of discussion before adoption. And then they go into this cycle, right? Like, what type of work item is it? And is the work item doing work, really? You know, like, if the work item is doing work, then it's active. And I think, you know, we need to really try and have a clearer distinction about active work items versus inactive or, you know, paused or even completed, right? Like, for me, I don't have a good sense at the moment of which work items are even active under the CCG currently. And I would like to focus on making that a thing. But I think also to highlight here, like, it's okay for adopted work items to become inactive, to become discontinued, to be paused, right? Like, people work on the things that are interesting to them at the time, or maybe, you know, the state of the art moves on, or the idea that you're exploring isn't worth pursuing anymore. And that's okay, right? That's part of this being an incubation space, you know, a place of experimentation, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with pausing, basically. And maybe in the future, somebody else will take on that work and move it forwards again. But I think, like, I want that to be a cycle. Is this active? Yes, it's active. We want to hear from you. And if it's not, then that's fine, but we're going to pause it and not bring it up in the CCG anymore. Okay. Yeah, so this is what I was basically just talking to you then. It's like, adopted active work items should be regularly doing work, right? There is an expectation. If you're considering yourself as an active work item, then you are doing work that progresses that work item and reporting on that work in CCG meetings. And I think, you know, this is on the chairs, really, and we need to figure out how we make time for this. Like, I want to figure out how I can collect the active work items that are ongoing and then use that list to maybe just call on one or two every week, or, you know, like, I'd like to know what work you're doing currently, and also like how people who maybe are interested could get in, like what are some good first issues? Or so I think that's something that I haven't got answers to, but it's something I'd like to focus on as how the CCG can improve. And I think it's a similar, like this is just a question, which is around that idea, like how might we improve accountability for the activity undertaken in the CCG? Right, we're all community members, essentially we're all volunteering our time to push work forward under the CCG. And I think it helps to have some accountability as a group, which is to say, you know, you've decided, you know, you've stepped up and said you want to do this work. How do we help you, help hold you to account so that you are moving the work forward, so it becomes a priority? And if it isn't a priority, then let's transition that work item maybe to inactive, if that's the case.
By the way, Dimitri, I think you're in the queue. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, just had a random idea as we're talking about this, about how to improve connections between the task forces and the main CCG. And I was wondering if it would be worth working it in to part of our boilerplate ritual, right? When we say, are there introductions and reintroductions and community announcements? What if we add a section, any of the task forces or work item leaders want to report something, right? So just leave it at that, right? As a reminder, as a weekly reminder to connect.
Totally. I mean, I kind of even want to go a step more than that, not saying any of the work items or task forces, but kind of like calling on some and asking them, right? Because it's easy for people just not say anything and then we move forward.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Kim,
yeah.
You're in the
queue. Yeah, I mean, I remember these conversations that Joe's on the call as well. We really leaned into embracing this power of silence, awkward silence. You know, and calling on people to make them accountable to the work items. So I think for a while it was part of the ritual that we would say, like, you know, we would tell task forces, you will report out on this date. And then so we would call on them, but then also we would cycle through work items. And, even if people, so it was just part of our ritual and, often the answer would be nothing's been done, but it was still kind of a good forcing function because eventually progress would be made. And I do think that we were trying to do something for a while about, you know, after if there's not progress after a certain time, maybe the chairs put a comment in the issue and say, this doesn't progress by X time, we will assume it's on hold. Because I think for a while we were just dealing with so many work items that we had to start being a little more forceful about to make sure our attention could focus.
Yep, I like that.
Joe, do you have a comment?
In part to plus one, the awkward silence is a good way to get people to speak. But also queue up so that people have an advance notice that hey, in 2 weeks, we're going to want an update from you guys, or hey, we need something in the next month. We'd love to have you. When's convenient for you, right? So you could have a queue where you're trying to work through the work items to give them an explicit catalyst to come in and give a report. And then I want to echo what Kim was saying, inflected as triage. Like, I think the group should do some triage about the current work items and then have that be a regular practice. Like, are these things active enough to keep active? I don't think we ask that question as a group very often. And I think we could get into that process, both maybe in the chair meetings when you guys are planning what's our next topic we're going to talk about. And even bubble up into here, into this, you know, weekly call.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I mean, I think it's certainly a task from this us chairs is to, not even triage, right? We need to create a list of where the work items are and what work items are active and, like, where can we go to find out what they're doing? It's not clear to me at the moment.
Let me add to that is to also ask, how can we help? So, you know, within the last year, the folks at CHECK proposed a work item related to link resources or something named similar to that, because I had similar work. So we had some engagement about it. And I'd love to see that, like, moving forward. I haven't heard of it moving forward, but a question, you know, we might bubble up to Anchor or other folks who are involved in that is, hey, how can we help?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Good idea. Okay. Any other comments? I should move on. Okay, this is maybe nearly the end. I just want to talk quickly about how we propose work items. So, you know, if you have ideas that you think could be benefit from being adopted and pushed forwards in the CCG, then we encourage you to submit a work item. There are just a few criteria, if you like, for adoption. So we need at least one group member willing to be the first editor, right? Willing to take a lead on this work item. Typically, this would be the person who proposes it, but, you know, maybe not. And we need another member from a different company, right? So like, there needs to be two people willing to be lead, effectively, like a co-editor, and they need to be from different companies. And it needs to be aligned with the CCG mission. So, you know, you can't just work on anything. It has to be associated with this credential space that we're all in. And then there's some questions that you have to fill out in your proposal, create a link to the W3C Code of Ethics, and just say what type of work item you expect it to be. And then just to say, like, adopted proposals will be and always should be announced on the public mailing list and become part of an active set of work items with the expectation for regular updates. Right, like if you get adopted, then we are going to expect you're in an active state and the work is moving forwards. Okay. And then finally, just how to submit a proposal. Right, there's this link here, which goes to a GitHub template, which you basically just have to fill out. Right, for an issue, I assume, you know, if that's a problem for people, then do reach out, but hopefully everybody here has a GitHub account. And it's just a markdown page. And you just fill out, there's some questions you have to answer. One of the things I have here is I think submitting a proposal is the best way to draw attention to your idea, potentially even if it doesn't meet the requirements for adoption currently, right? Like, I don't know about this and I'm open to comments, but for me, you know, that issue that you create is the place to gain momentum, maybe to gather the people, the other person who might want to be your co-editor. And all, like, it's how you put your idea out there and see if you can get consensus enough to move this to an adopted work item. You don't have to be able to answer all the questions in the proposal at the time of submitting it. At least that's how I see it. And I think, you know, like, there should be an expectation that submitted proposals will be discussed in CCG meetings. So any comments on that?
So I do have a quick comment. I think if someone has a proposal and would like to kind of present it during the meeting, like we can also you know, hold a meeting on our calendar to kind of discuss the proposal in more details. The CCG does have like more than 500 members, and we do have an active you know, email list and active discussions. And then, in addition to that, we're trying to leverage CCG as a kind of a nexus to connect different communities in the decentralized identity space. So I think it will be—it's actually a good form to actually submit your ideas and then solicit feedback from different people in the communities or in the different communities. So yeah. So I think you know, that's just one note I want to add is that. It doesn't have to be just an idea or a proposal living in the GitHub, but we can actually have a more in-depth discussion on our calendar as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, okay. So the last thing I just wanted to review is like the VC data model as a case study, and I don't know this story as well as some people, so I think Joe already added to this a little bit. But it's just to say that, you know, this is just a few that I picked out, right? Like, there are these documents that really start as CCG work items, and maybe they started in a task force that incubated these work items, right? Like the VC data model, VC use case document, and the data integrity spec. They all started in the CCG and were incubated there. And, you know, over time, like the VC data model stuff was adopted in a W3C working group, and, you know, the 1.1 is now a formal WCVC recommendation. Within that recommendation, we reference the VC use cases, which is a working group note. And then that work has then gone on to become a 2.0. You know, it's now candidate rex, probably going to be for the WCVC recommendation soon. And alongside that, the, you know, data integrity spec has also become a candidate recommendation. So just to see, like, the work that we do here is impactful and has been impactful. And I think, you know, like, already you can see, like, the VC Data Model 2.0 has, like, kind of spawned somewhere on this place new work items, right? Like, there's a VC render method, which is an extension point of the data model. And then the VC 2.0 test suite is currently an active work item in our community. So, I mean, if anyone wants to speak to more, like, I'm sure there's plenty of other documents that have been involved and are developing, you know, have helped develop the VC data model into a spec. And also there's a story about the DIDs that I don't have on here, the DID spec. But they all started from the CCG. Comments? No? Okay, my last slide is, this is the roadmap, right? Well, this is an old roadmap. And I, to be honest, I don't have much motivation for updating this roadmap to its current state. Like, I mean, maybe it's worth doing, but for me, the most important priority is figuring out which are the active work items and tracking those, right? And, like, getting into a pipeline where we're constantly asking, you know, who are the active work items? Hey, please, can you feedback on the work that you're doing? Rather than trying to present a picture that is constantly changing and shifting around the work that we might do in the future and are doing today. I mean, if somebody wants to take, we can talk about it. Maybe it is worth doing. But it just feels like a lot of work, and yeah, I'm not sure how valuable it is. So I think that's me. And then I just want to open this up to, like, a discussion, like, about any of this, right? Like, what work should we be doing together? Like, how do we improve our processes around tracking work items? Yeah, I mean, all that kind of stuff. Like, I really want to figure out, like, what's the best way for me to just ask? Like, maybe I need to create, like, a Google form and get people to fill in if they're an active work item with some, like, a link to their GitHub. There's definitely a chunk of work there that I want to take on. So, open for anyone have any comments about CCG and doing work under the CCG? Even if there's a work item that you're making, maybe thinking about might be useful or interesting, I'd love to hear it. So, yeah.
Joe, please.
Yeah, I just want to comment on the roadmap. I do think that was mad news. I had put one together for, I think, TPAC in Lyon, and I made a tragic failure, which was I just thought through myself what might be in our future, like how do we get to, like, information you can actually rely on, because that's what VCs were sort of about. And so I made a roadmap that really didn't have any grounding. So I don't know how useful it was. One of the challenges that we have as a community is there is no single entity who has funding and a mission to say, hey, here's how we're going to schedule how we realize our mission, right? So it's herding cats. And so the roadmap is more a discovery of where are we and the different things we might do together, as opposed to a top-down statement of this is what we're going to do in Q1, and if we get that done in Q1, then Q2 will move to this, right? So it's a different notion of roadmap. I just want to invite the group to consider.
Yeah, I think it's more like there's a pool of ideas, right? And it's who is motivated in this community to put those ideas forwards and move them forwards to work on them, right? Like, we're not going to tell anyone what to do. You have to be motivated to do it, to do the work.
That's right.
Maybe anyone could say,
Yeah, I just want to make a note, not necessarily on the work items, but I would just encourage people to kind of share their ideas and also maybe news that they've seen that's identity related on our mailing list. I think Stephen Curran most recently kind of shared MIT research paper on anonymity, right? And then I think Manu does that. Several people do that too, but I would just encourage more people to do that. I have a feeling like some people might feel a little bit afraid, because I too, was in that, situation, years ago, to kind of, share their thoughts, right, in a public forum, especially something as technical as CCG. But I would just, encourage people to leverage that mailing list. We used to have a little bit more spicy comments, in the years past. Not recently. I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe our, professional conduct reminders every meeting kind of scare people off, but, but I actually enjoy those kind of spicy comments, and if they really get out of hand, the cultures will actually kind of pull people off the side. It only happened once, in the past 2 years or so. But I would just say, hey, you know, encourage people to kind of make comments, share what they heard. And, you know, let's have a little bit more, conversations. And I personally really appreciate those conversations. Mm-hmm. Kim?
Yeah, in terms of the kind of work items, you know, I was thinking about like the 2016-ish was definitely the, you know, felt like a heyday of having, you know, this, there wasn't as much fragmentation as there is now. So like at the recent IAW, what really stood out is that everyone is speaking different languages about, you know, the technical stacks are so different. Every day I wake up, there's a new VC format and it's fine. You know, everyone's going to support all of them, but it's really increasingly hard to even talk about how to, you know, what's in common for them. So that really stands out as a sort of like broad concern. I think, you know, this group has done a great job of getting all the groups in to report out and, you know, so that at least people are aware of what's happening. And perhaps a good thing to focus on that could cut through it would be something, you know, much more use case recommendation or best practices or something like that oriented. Ideally, you know, to the point of having someone drive it, like it does make the most sense if someone's got some skin in the game for it. So ideally if it's aligned with their business goals. But yeah, it just stands out that a lot of the things we were doing then is harder now because the, you know, because a lot of the core data models are sort of going in a lot of different directions. But, you know, also the point to unifying, like to the point that, people will ultimately want to be interoperable. How do you reconcile that? So that's a challenge and possibly opportunities as well.
Thanks. Yeah, it feels like there's also a broader discussion about like, what would it mean for us to do like joint work with other communities? Like, I guess for you, Ken, like from DIFF, like what would it mean for DIFF and the CCG to collaborate on something together? Like, how would that look?
Yeah, and we've done that in the past. Like we have liaison relationships. And so for a while, back in when it was called Encrypted Data Vaults, like that was a co-run, you know, sort of work items. So there is a precedent for that kind of thing.
Cool. Any other thoughts? Is anyone part of an active work item that would just like to say, hey, I'm working on this and I think it's a CCG work item so I can know about it?
Kim.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to go back to Harrison's point about, like, you know, I don't know how to get past the challenge of, you know, getting people to have sort of, I don't know if it's lack of confidence to sort of speak up, share their perspective, but you could also think about it as like, you know, so people are taking the time to join the call. Like, it would be really interesting to hear from people just, you know, get over the awkwardness of it. And, you know, why are you here? What could you get out of it? I think that it would be really good to hear just people's thoughts on that. You know, I mean, I guess there's a aspect of staying on top of the news and decentralized identity, but it is a good ongoing focus for people. Like, what could you get out of this? It, you know, what could these sort of groups be doing such that your job would be easier, or you could be more impactful, those kinds of things. So I do want to go back to sort of Harrison's point that comes out of the Marinimity discussion, which is great.
Okay, well, I mean, if we don't have anything else, maybe we just close 10 minutes early. Like, I guess I want to encourage people to think about exactly what Kim was saying, right? Why are you here? What would you like to get out of it? And how can we as the CCG help you? And how can you help the CCG move work forward? And I will be creating an email or doing something that tries to collect the active work items with the hope of presenting them, or at least asking them to present, and potentially asking them to say, here's how you could help us, right? Like, here's how somebody could help us. Because I imagine there are people here who are maybe interested in participating in the work, but don't really know how to get started. So I'd like to help you guys.
By the way, well, there's a comment from Laura. She says that as a newcomer to the community, I very much value that this forum provides an exposure to the broad and varied topic. And I agree with that. So, Laura, do you have anything else to add, or?
Not really, but except to say that, you know, I have no idea what I don't know about, and it's been helpful. I mean, I've only been coming to these meetings for the last couple of months, and having this many different topics coming at me helps me to put a framework around the overall field. And maybe once I have more of a framework, I'd be able to, like, have conversations or, you know, provide comments or get involved. But right now, it's just so broad, it's hard to get my arms around everything. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Thanks, Laura.
And I want to add something that, you know, I think I shared with the community before, like, I joined this group, thanks to Kalia. And then I just want to kind of learn about the self-sovereign identity and decentralized identity space. And CCG has helped me do that, quite a bit. And as a culture, I have the luxury to just, invite, people that I think, I can learn from. So really, thankful for what CCG, has brought to me. And, in regards to work items, one of the things that I always wanted to work on but haven't had the time to is works related to trust frameworks. I think we have a lot of topics and work items in regards to basically the technology side of things, like whether it's data schema, the cryptography, you know, presentation exchange kind of protocols and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, you know, trust is not just about technology, it's about processes and people as well, right? So I think any entity can create a decentralized identifier and, you know, and how do you actually make sure that, how do you know that you can trust this particular entity? And one can say that trust inherently is decentralized and it depends on what verifiers want to do. But I think for all intents and purposes, for regular folks and laymen out there, they just want to know if there's a framework that they can trust, right? So one of the things that I think would be great for CCG or any of the communities out there is to kind of create this rather centralized framework, right? But something decentralized in a way that it's an open community, right? So it's not owned by a single entity or a company. A trust framework to talk about, hey, what issuers and verifiers that people can trust. So anyway, so if people are interested in this, just ping me, and then hopefully if there's enough interest, that kind of motivates and pushes me to work on this kind of things that I always want to work on but haven't had the time to.
Do I hear anyone else on the queue? If not, I suggest we close the...
Sorry, Dimitri, you're on the queue.
Yeah, so I wanted to, I know we're almost at time, but I wanted to say big plus one to what you said about trust registries. And in general, one of the reasons I find this group incredibly valuable is it's forward-looking. It's, if you can think of, if I can make an analogy of the standards groups laying down railroad tracks, the sort of one of the purposes of the CCG is to scout ahead, make sure there's no obstacles, like level the ground and all that stuff. So trust registries is an excellent example. One of the things that, for example, I'm one of the co-chairs of the VC Edu Task Force, and one of the things we ran into in implementation is exactly that, a need for trust registries. And so one of the things the task force will be kicking off with Digital Credentials Consortium and Credential Engine is this overview of existing trust registry frameworks, comparison, and further discussion. But similarly, we ran into the problem of the render method, ran into the problem of verifiable governance, and the eternal search for really good DID methods, and next week's Trusted DID Web is an excellent example of that. Big fan of that method. So all of that to say is this group is doing important work clearing the way for credentials work, and I absolutely agree with you that specifically known issuer lists and trust registries is, I think, the number one technical and organizational challenge facing the credential community. So definitely, we should take a more active role in that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri. And by the way, I just want to say big thank you, Dimitri, over the years for kind of teaching me a lot of things. So just want to publicly acknowledge your help. So thanks a lot.
Fab. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for showing up. Hopefully, people some things to think about. Hopefully we can start integrating work items more into these CCG meetings. Cool. Have a good week. See you later.